Howdy, howdy, y'all.
Hey, guys. It's Deborah Core and...
Lee Core. I thought you were going to say my name.
I tricked him. He didn't know I was going to do that.
Yeah. I was like, okay, me then.
So now that we got your attention, you
welcome
have
to Team Libra.
Team Libra podcast.
Was that my part? Was I supposed to do that or... Okay.
I'll just give you the eyeball so you can know what to do next. I'll talk to you with my eyes. My students try to do it all the time when I'm trying to teach them things. Yes, this is Team Libra podcast, and we are so grateful that you have stopped here.
Yes.
Whether it was on purpose because you have subscribed and downloaded and you are one of the first to know when our new episodes come out, or whether you were just scrolling through and you're like, hey, this looks interesting.
Yep. And if you have any questions or want to make any comments or talk to us about a show, send us an email at teamlibra@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Visit our website, teamlibra.com. See some of our past episodes, very popular ones, our most recent. Share this podcast. Definitely tell people about it. So we're excited to have you here, though.
I know. We
are. So what we got today?
So today we get to talk to a longtime friend of mine and her awesome son. So we have Misty and her son, Jeremy T. Thomas. Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to know why I say his name like that, because he has had some acting roles.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about that.
In the movie we've seen.
Yeah. Yes. Something you guys might have heard
of. And he was one of the lead roles in it. So that's pretty kind of fun to hear. Yeah. From him about his experiences in there and what it was like working with some of those actors and just where he wants to go out in the future. So
exactly. Cool. Kind of how he started and led up to, and then what he's looking to do in the future. And then just getting to know Misty a little bit and just hearing her take on, you know, some of the things as far as acting and, you know, just...
Her walking for breast cancer awareness.
And her connection to the breast cancer awareness. And just some of the fun adventures that they've got coming up. So it's going to be really great.
The adventures of being an actor's mom.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Different take on it. So anyway, I think you guys are going to be excited. So I think we should just bring them on.
Let's do it.
Well, we would like to welcome Misty and her son, Jeremy T. Thomas.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, we got them both. It's a good sign.
He talked, too.
I know. We haven't lost either one of them yet.
We did our pre-interview with him, and he was about like my son at times, just sort of.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
because Caleb has a tendency to not want to talk at certain times, too. I'm like, oh, this sounds like Caleb. <That's> awesome. We're glad to have them both here. We're going to have fun today. Lots to talk about.
Well, thank y'all for having us.
Yes.
Yeah. We already were chatting it up, and I was like, okay, hold on. We always like have to not get too much into our pre-interview. Yeah, that way we can
It's
still...
all fresh.
I know. It's like, we don't have to tell the same joke twice where we all like pretend to laugh.
I've only got some of them. I only have so many of them in my back pocket, and I don't want to pull them out twice.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
It's like one of my employees or something when they're fake laughing at my jokes at work. And I'm like, you don't have to laugh at that, but keep doing
all
it.
All right.
Man. Okay. So we've got Misty and Jeremy hanging out with us today. And I have had the pleasure of knowing them for... a long time.
Many years.
I forgot to add it up. It was
I know. I'm trying to remember. I want to say he was four, five.
Wow. And you're now how old, Jeremy?
Five?
I'm 16 now.
16! Do the math.
Yeah, I know.
Just kidding. I'm doing it's like math. 12 or 13 years.
That's a long time to still...
Still be friends?
I thought it was going to be longer than that. I thought you said it was before he was even born at first. So I was like,
No. I've always known Misty as Jeremy's mama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You never get your own personality. It's always your kid. So I'm Caleb's dad. Nice to meet you.
It's okay. Sometimes I'm Lee. True. Sometimes I'm just Lee's wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, are you Lee's wife? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you heard that.
I'm Deborah. It's nice to meet you.
That's the award I gave you. I'm like, here, the award of Lee's wife. Boom.
You should say, no, he is my husband.
Oh, good one. I need to write that down. That's awesome. Yeah, one time, because Lee grew up here in Franklin. So he has, I mean, I don't stand a chance as far as like, you know, being more known than him.
Right.
And he's social. So it's not like he's like, you know, lives under a rock or something. Anyway, so he said one time in the last 6 months or so, he's like, I had the reverse happen. I went such and such, I don't know, to sheriff's office or something to do some paperwork. He's like, and somebody asked me, aren't you married to Deborah? I'm yeah. like, yes, I finally got one.
Yay, I have a name now.
Yes.
That's what it's like. Take that.
Deborah's husband.
So. Awesome. Yes. Okay, so yes. So when we met in Georgia, but if you will, Missy, I would love to hear a little bit about like where you're from, because you yeah. are, you don't live where you grew up, correct? Or am I mistaken?
Correct. I have grown up in Georgia.
Okay.
And I moved around. The first place I moved was to Orlando. My mom cried.
Oh.
And then I came back, and then I moved to Alabama.
Okay.
Moved back to Georgia. Cried. And then I went to Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I cried, and then yeah. I moved back to Georgia.
I say it to her. I'm like, we're going to Missouri.
It's misery for me. Yeah.
She will always, forever, it's yeah. misery. Like, there's no way I can change her mind about that.
Well, no. Okay, so Missouri, though, what took you, because you guys knew each other there, right?
No.
No.
You just happened to be near each other back then, but you didn't know each other, right? How far were you guys away?
No. In Missouri?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. So it's a big...
That, okay. Yeah, she lived there before I knew her.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I lived there like 4 months, yeah. I think.
That oh. was enough.
Yeah. What part of Missouri?
Poplar Bluff.
We've driven through there. Do you remember?
No.
They were every all time I drive through there.
You told me you
I
did.
I think about
and
you.
I was like, oh. Yeah.
So it's that long stretch of just... nothing where you got to make sure it's like that last 5 hours or whatever to get to mom's house.
Last 5 hours. It's 12 hours from here. It's a trip. I'm telling you. And I talk so much about wanting to travel across the country, and I could do it
not with
going, but going on a 12 hour trip out, it's just a long, 12 hours is a long way when you're driving, right? Yeah.
It is, especially when you go there a lot. So we yeah. went on a trip across country.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Jeremy did in 2016. I drove.
He yeah. wasn't
at driving age. So I drove from Georgia to San Diego.
See, that sounds fun.
It does. It is it does. Fun.
That would be fun.
Because there was a lot of places you could stop and
yes.
see. You know, on the way there, but then on the way back, that was miserable.
You're just ready to get home?
Yeah. Yeah.
I drove 16 hours straight.
Ooh. Dang. Yeah. I was going to ask what.
One stop.
Oh, are you Whoa. Kidding me?
Yeah, one stop. We stopped in, I think, Austin, Texas. I slept, and then we drove the rest of the way home.
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa.
I am impressed.
I am not impressed. I would like to think that's a major feat. I'm trying. Truck drivers probably do that same thing, but no.
It's like your work day, I guess. You're driving.
16 hours.
16
though,
hours to go to San Diego?
Well, I left San Diego about midnight, and we got to Austin, Texas. I don't know. It was like almost dark. It was nighttime. I mean, it was like 8 or 9 o'clock, but it was summer, so it was still daylight.
Right.
And the time changes all through there. But it was around 16 hours that I drove. And then I was like, I probably should stop and sleep.
Yeah. Wow.
But I was just ready to get home. But I would love to do it again, but take more somebody thoughts. That can drive.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you want a little break.
Home. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy, are you driving yet?
Sometimes, not too often.
Okay. You have your license yet, or you're doing like...
I still have my permit.
Okay. All right. So you're getting some practice in. That's good. See, you need to get your driver's license so y'all can like drive cross country. And
I know. You could help me drive.
I know. That'll be good. He sounds excited.
I-10 was fun. You go 80 miles an hour on there.
Yes. I'm not going to lie. Hidden across Arizona, South Dakota. Those are different places I've driven. And it's really nice when you
and there's
see that.
No, yeah. When we come 80. From... Las Vegas, and we were going to the Grand Canyon.
Oh,
we hit
yeah.
that 95, right? And it was what was that?
Not 95 not miles 95, an hour.
It was 40.
I was like, whoa. But,
well, we were doing talking about Autobahn that. We were doing about that. But right? The speed limit was what?
Like, I think 75.
Yeah, so we were doing around 90. I mean, there was no state troopers. Yeah, look at me all surprised. Might've. No, I was right. driving. I know I was doing that.
Actually, 90's really not that fast.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it's fast, but.
But I remember going, I was like, I'm going to get pulled over. But I never saw a state trooper all the way through Arizona going to the, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like you're out in the middle of nowhere.
They're like, listen, we'll just be here when you mess up. So
yeah, when your car breaks down and you turn into a skeleton later, we'll find you. Yeah,
somebody will finally find you.
When all the buzzards are around you.
We're not interested in slowing you down. We'll just be here when you make a mistake.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So you were, let's see. So after Missouri, you guys ended up coming back to Georgia, right?
I did. Yes. Okay. Me and Jeremy did.
Okay. And that was that kind of like that last big move out of state? I mean, have you guys been...
I have not moved out of state again, but now I live, I guess, an hour and a half from my hometown.
Okay. All right. So you got a little bit out. You guys bought a place like with some land and like some buildings to renovate. Didn't you guys get, or are you onto a different house now? I forget.
I know. We've moved like three times since I've been married. So I was living at that house that you know of.
Yeah.
And then we moved to the river.
Okay.
And lived there probably 18 months.
That's
and
right.
then we're here. And then we're looking at another house.
Really?
To buy and move. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and it helps that you, is it been like perked up since you, because I guess I'm kind of giving things away, but you in the last, what is it like last couple of years or whatever, you ended up like getting your real estate license?
Yeah, I got my license 3 years ago, and the market is crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know if now you're like,
ooh,
I see more stuff now. And it's like, ooh, let's do this. Or if it was just like, just timing.
Well, I mean, I've always wanted to move out of my hometown. I told my dad I wanted to. And he's like, I don't blame you. And then I did. And then when we lived on the river, it was, that was a crazy place. Mm-hmm. And there's stories about that. I have to tell you about.
Okay.
And so we were happy to get out of there.
Oh my goodness.
Well, and now we live on a main highway and all you hear is tractor trailers going by. And we're getting older and there's steps and we're like, let's get rid of the steps and find somewhere that's flat.
Yeah. Single level.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Cause there's a lot of stairs and my husband's knees are getting bad and I'm sure mine will one day.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. So kind of settled in Georgia, kind of, but willing to move and find cool places if it comes up.
Exactly. We even talked about every 2 years, move to a different state and fix a house up.
Nice. That's an adventure.
Yeah. Be fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So,
after he moves out.
So let's say.
He's like, wait a minute.
Let's just follow that real quick. So you're talking about different state. What state would you go to if you had the opportunity right now within the next couple months to do just that, fix up a house and sell it? Where it would be on your bucket list of states?
I would go to California.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I couldn't beautiful afford weather that, out there. But
we're dreaming here.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, anywhere like in the West or Midwest.
Yeah. It's really pretty out
there. See, like,
it's
San Diego's, I haven't been out there, but I just hear the weather is really nice. It's like 70 degrees year round or something.
It's perfect.
Yeah. So what took
you out there? I mean, you've been to Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, their 100 degrees is like our 70 or 80 here with no humidity.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. So he was going to ask what took you out to
what took you out to San Diego the first time when you guys traveled out there?
A full marathon.
You drove all across country
to run.
You know they have marathons on this side of the country. And they'll let you run in those too.
It's a run vacation.
Misty's a runner.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
You didn't think that was going to be the answer, did
No,
you?
I was not expecting that.
He shocked him.
Because I had to drive 5 hours to Charleston to run 6 miles. And That was, I did that two times, my first time and my last time. So yeah, I'm not going to drive for that again, but it's, I like Charleston, but the run part is a checkbox done.
Yeah. Charleston's nice. It is. We've been there a few times.
Yeah. So yes, yep. Misty's definitely a runner. Jeremy, you do running?
No.
No.
I used to, but not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, Misty is a runner, and actually, it was 2020, I think. Like, she and I would meet up and we would go run. I mean, she's always been more of an avid runner than I am. But then, you know, I moved from Georgia, and one year I think I went back and I was visiting, we were hanging out, and she's like, I need somebody to like run and with me. Like, you know, we have that Nike running app and stuff. And she'd be like, I just need somebody that's going to log miles. And, you know, that way I can like be motivated. And I was like, and you know, and I think you asked me or I volunteered or something. And I was like, all right, cool. You know? And so she came up with this idea in 2020. I think it was 2020 or 2019.
It was 2020.
It's 2020 when I met you, and I was finishing it after I met you, I think.
Okay.
But, so yeah, she said, well, let's run 1,000 miles this year. And I was like, okay. And so, of course, in my head, I divide it out. I'm like, okay, that's like 3 miles a day or whatever. Right. I'm like, that's easy, right? And so, you know, I wouldn't run 3 miles a day, but I would do, you know, 8 this day or 5 this day. But anyway, yeah, and I would see her, and oh, no matter how much I ran, she was always ahead of me. So I'm glad I could motivate you. Yeah, but I
let you get ahead, so it motivated me to run.
You're welcome. I know you hit at least 1,200 that year. I'm sure of it.
Oh, there was one year I did 15.
I'm not surprised.
You know, from Asheville, which is right here, right nearby us, 1,000 miles is Austin, Texas. You ran.
You could have ran to Austin.
Austin, Texas.
Wow. It's like Forrest Gump type.
It's 930 right? miles to Austin, Texas. You would have been able to get there before 1,000 miles, and you had to figure out what you were going to do for the next 70 miles.
I want to say that I finished my 1,000 at the turkey run.
Yes, you did.
Because we had a Thanksgiving. Yeah. We always have a turkey run. And I was like, well, that's a fun time to get my official. And then I got like 10 more miles after that because it was like.
No, I thought you got more than that.
Did I go a little more?
12 too.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I have to look it up. I don't remember.
I'm slacking this year, though. I don't even have 300.
I don't even think I've logged 80 miles this year.
Like no, five. You haven't. I looked this morning. I'm like, where's Deborah?
I need some motivation.
She can put down 6 miles. And then,
oh yeah, I didn't put it on when we ran 6 miles
and accumulation of a few more besides that. Let's see, this year we did a 3 mile. Yeah.
I'll take our dog sometimes because she's like super, super active, and I feel like she could chase the ball like till Jesus comes back and never be tired. And so I thought, you know, I always think I'll take her for a run, and then that'll kind of get it out of her system, which is not true, by the way. Like as soon as she's done running the 4 miles or whatever, she's like, okay, throw the ball. I'm like, I'm tired. Go away. Yeah, exactly. So, but I do like to take her, but yeah, if our other workout like doesn't, like I said, I'm not going to wake up at 4 a.m. to go running like my friend Trisha does.
That's true. See, I need to work out instead of run all the time.
Well, it's still cool though. Those are a lot of fun things that we got to do to hang out and stuff like that. All right. So in those years of you moving around, then you end up having an awesome baby boy. and so you and Jeremy just kind of doing your thing. And then, so Jeremy actually is an actor. I mean, yes, you're an actor. And, tell us a little bit, Jeremy, like, you know, what kind of spurred you to want to do that? Cause I know you're going to tell us here in a second, but you were fairly young when you first started, you know, actually acting. So if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about how that bug got put in you.
I think I was like 7 years old when I started, because I saw a movie, Robin Williams movie. Uh-huh. I don't remember which one, probably Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I want to do that. I want to be an actor. I want to be funny. So I signed up to do extra work, and I was like a background character in movies and shows. And when I was 9, I wanted to be a character with lines.
Right.
Because he wanted to be on the red carpet.
You want more. Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And then, so I started doing auditions and stuff, and I got a few roles.
Yeah.
2017 was his first lead role.
Okay. I'm going to stop you right. I was going to say, I'm going to stop you right there. Cause if you don't mind to back up, like what was, so I know those first roles were more like, I guess what you would call extras. Is that, would that kind of be accurate?
Yeah. Extra background, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So how do you come across those down there when you're seven? And I know your mom probably helped you, but Georgia's a big state for movies to be filmed in. So I imagine they were movies in Georgia and they had ways for kids and adults to make contact with people who made those decisions.
Yeah. I really didn't.
Well, it was on Facebook. There was groups on Facebook. Actually pages, I guess, that have extra work.
Yeah. They kind of like put it.
Do anything.
Oh, and you went where mom said, hey, here we go. You fit this role here. Let's send this in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm a little familiar with that also because I know there, like you said, a few Facebook pages and groups and, you know, it'd say looking for, you know, female from such and such age or, you know, whatever, okay. Looking for certain character qualities. And then they would put in there, like send your headshot and this and this and that to, so yeah. I don't know if that's how it was. Yeah. So then you'd see like what fit him and, you know, I guess you guys would talk about it and see, hey, is this something you'd be interested in? And
that's right. Your car was in.
I
remember now. I
have the same car. Okay. The bottom half of my body was in the movie with Al Pacino called Hangman.
Hangman.
Yeah. And actually it's kind of fun because I want to say that Misty is the one that even turned me on to all that because I did. You did. You're like, you ought to look at this. And I mean, we lived right outside Atlanta, so
yeah,
it was easy to get.
Because Erica started doing it too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That Hangman that you were in, he auditioned for it. He got actually a callback for it.
Yeah. Wasn't he going to be like Al Pacino as a youngster or something?
Yeah. Or something like that. I'm like, it doesn't really fit, but okay.
I imagine it would be, you know, as exciting as that would be, it would be hard to have a full-time job unless it was flexible. Hmm. Like if I wanted to do that, because that sounds pretty fun to get involved and maybe get lucky and pick up a few things or something that people would recognize you in. But to be flexible, you'd have to be pretty flexible because I imagine they're shooting during the day and you have to get off from work all the time.
It's not on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, mine was, I mean, because I'm a teacher, so I would have summers off. So that made it easy during those months.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what were the
background? They would ask like, "We need you tomorrow."
Yeah,
you'd have to like be ready. And some people do that as a full time job,
right?
Background actors.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Very cool.
Especially so you can tell people that you're in certain movies, and they say, "That's me right there."
Yeah. We know some. We know a couple. Yeah, just and with some of the Mockingjay. Hunger Games movies, because those were filmed like a lot of them at Sweetwater and stuff like that. So. You'd hear about people like, oh, my kids are extras or, oh, you know.
Yeah. So. It's filmed up here too around Asheville for the mountain scenes and stuff.
So. Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So Hunger Games was the area that her village that she was from, the state that she was recognized. District. The district was Asheville around that area. So it's been filmed up and through there for a lot of the stuff. So they were here.
That's cool.
Staying a whole lot around Hendersonville and Asheville and everything else. So.
I'm such a sucker for like movie scenes and all that kind of stuff. So like, you know, I'll get into it a little bit later, but like with Jeremy and Misty. But anyway, so what was what were those first few like background or extra roles for you, Jeremy, leading up to like the bigger ones?
The first one I was in, I filmed first. The first time I was on a movie set was Miracles from Heaven. Okay. I had two different roles in that.
Sweet.
Can't really see me on one of them.
Yeah.
But the second time I was on a set was Code of Many Colors. I worked for 5 days.
Seven days.
Cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And
he did one with Liam Neeson.
Oh, yeah.
The Mark Felt movie.
Oh.
I can't remember the name of it.
Watergate or something. I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay. And Liam Neeson taught him a trick with his hands. I don't know what he did.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you get a chance to meet Dolly in Code of Many Colors?
No, she was supposed to come to set on the last day, but she canceled. And I think her sister Stella was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I remember seeing pictures of you with Rick Schroeder. Is that his real name? Is that his stage
yeah.
name?
Yeah.
She was excited about that one.
I was excited. She's like, look, look at this picture. When I was a kid.
Yeah.
I know. Silver Spoon.
All the kids are like, what's up with this old guy right here? And you're like, oh, no. I remember when he was a kid. Silver Spoons. Yeah.
That was
Hold
so
on. Funny. My dog's about to start barking.
Okay. Okay. You're good.
You'll probably hear her in a second.
Go.
Miles, go outside. This is the part you edit out. Yeah,
I'm marking it down right now. So,
I don't know what she's going to do.
Okay, no worries.
But yes, Ricky Schroeder, Silver Spoons, The Champ.
Mm.
I watched all of those. I made him watch The Champ, I think, after that.
Yeah. He's like, you need to know who this is that He's you're like, working yeah, with.
She made me watch I know. That
That's so
and
fun.
And The Walking Dead.
I was in that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
A lot of the cast were there. I was excited.
That's awesome.
What'd you do on The Walking Dead?
I squatted. That's it.
A lot
I
of talent.
I sat in the squatting.
Yeah.
I squatted in the same position for 8 hours.
Oh. See, it ain't all glamour, guys.
No, it isn't.
Hard
no,
work.
No, it was in the woods and ticks and snakes
Ooh.
And
yeah.
Wow.
But Norman Reedus, Daryl, like really liked JT.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeremy.
It doesn't matter. I said it doesn't matter.
Dang it.
Oh my goodness, that's funny. When was it that you worked with the skunk? Where did the skunk come in? I've got all That's these. She's sending me all these pictures while they're doing all this stuff.
He just said just now. What was it?
That was in Antlers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So yep. Leading into awesome.
I remember that part in the movie.
Okay. So. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you had some background roles, and then you continue to pursue, and then. Tell us about...
Because you were in... I see here, I'm looking up at your IMDb, and you have an IMDb page. Great job.
Boom.
So you have Lore.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And you have Paradise Lost.
Yes.
And Righteous Gemstones.
Nice.
Yes.
And then the big one that I got to see in 2021 that was filming got kind of held back because of COVID and everything else. But so those other three, what were you kind of main roles in those?
Lore, I was the main character in one episode, which has been said by a lot of people that was the scariest episode.
Oh, it was creepy.
I remember watching some of it.
It lives in my head. Yeah, it still lives in my head.
Oh my goodness.
I'm still terrified.
Y'all will have to watch it.
No,
I'm scared
definitely.
Now. All the lights on. You know,
in the daytime.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. I watch a little bit. I'm like, this is intense.
It's so, creepy. Yeah.
So one episode. Okay, it doesn't tell which one. I'll look it up for sure.
It was the last episode of the first season.
Okay. Box. Unboxed?
Unboxed.
Okay.
Unboxed.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, because it's a folktale series. He has a podcast, and he turned it into a show.
Okay.
Nice. She had two seasons. All of them, actually, I watched first season of all of them. They were pretty good.
Yeah.
Interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder.
Huh. Yeah.
Hmm.
Intriguing, thought provoking. Yeah, so we'll have to check that out a little bit. So then that led up to like actually a very big role for you. So tell us like how the next one came about.
Antlers?
Yeah.
He's like,
I want to let you say it.
Yeah.
Again.
I did some other things and I got some auditions for it. One audition for Antlers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I said some auditions. But I got an audition and I did it. And I guess I was very good at it. Mm-hmm. 'Cause they called me back in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there, and it was...
They flew us to L.A.
Well, let me tell this one.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's what you're talking about.
No, it was an office building, the one in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to scream a lot.
Yeah.
For the audition. And it was very awkward when I came out.
Well, everybody was staring at me when he started screaming, like, what's going on in there?
Rescue your child.
He's all right.
Avoid everybody.
He's okay. He's good.
He does this all the time.
And then a while later, they flew us to LA, mm-hmm. and I did another one there. We stayed there for a day, and we came back. And then
the director was there for that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Like everyone was there for that one. And then a few weeks later, they called me back.
Days later.
Time perception.
The director actually called us back. He did not even go through his agent. He called me personally. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. He's like, can I talk to Jeremy for a second? At that point, I was like, this is a good thing or a bad thing?
Right.
And it was a good thing. And I didn't know how to respond. I was like, okay, that's good.
That would be kind of surreal, I would think.
Yeah, because I had also just got a puppy. And so I was like, I don't want to leave her.
Right.
But, you know, I had to.
And plus, we were in Best Buy when he called us.
Yeah, I remember exactly where we were.
Out in public.
Yeah.
Wow. So then that started the process of, okay, here's schedule and here's where you got to be. And was it just like kind of?
No, they said, you got the part. This was back in July. And they said, we'll let you know when y'all are going to go to Vancouver.
Oh.
And then I'm sitting there waiting. And I'm like, all right, well, when are we going?
Next week?
And then
it's like month?
2 weeks. 2 weeks before we leave, they're like, this is when you're leaving.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, thanks for the warning.
Yeah, because you're thinking, okay, what are we? Yeah, because you were going to go with him. And I mean, your life has to, you know, kind of, I guess, be put on hold a little bit, you know, because.
Yeah, we didn't know. They told us it would be September.
Okay.
But we just didn't know what date.
Okay.
So we kind of had, we knew like, August was good. It's just September is like when.
Right. Wow. All right. So you mentioned Vancouver. And so you guys end up going up there. And they were so gracious to say, hey, we have 2 rooms in this condo. Why don't you come hang out? Because this is the time when I was able to fly, courtesy of a very good friend of mine. So I jumped on the opportunity. So I got to hang out with them a little bit. That was prior to you guys actually starting filming, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So y'all were just kind of hanging out, waiting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and he was still doing schoolwork and getting prepped, I guess, for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because, you know, like, so we're hanging out there and, you know, we were kind of looking at fun things to do, things we could do together, whatever. And so we're like, okay, we have to go whale watching, right? Because, hello, we're up here where there's all kinds of awesome whales.
Next to the ocean.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'd never been up in Canada before. So we had plans to go and we all go there and it didn't work out that day. Was it weather or something?
I think it was weather. And then we were on set the next day and the producer called me into his office and I was like, am I in trouble? I feel like I'm going to the principal's office. And he was like, no, but I want to talk to you. I was like, what? And he told me that he can't go whale watching because they don't like their number 1 through 5 to do anything dangerous.
Yeah.
So number 1 through 5 on the call list, which means you're the main actors.
Right.
For anybody out there that don't know what that means.
And yes.
So they said, no. He goes, we'll take you somewhere else wherever you want to go, but you're not going whale watching.
You can't get on a boat out there.
Because people die on there. I'm like, really?
So sadly, we did not get to all go whale watch. I got to go.
No, and never got to go.
It was awesome, but yes.
Did you see a whale?
And then we walked home for hours.
Yeah.
Uphill both ways, drowning in the rain.
In the rain at that. It was raining, I will say that.
Yeah.
It was cold.
Yeah, it definitely.
And we wasn't even supposed to go there either because he told me we wasn't allowed to go there.
Okay.
I walked the bridge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway, so yeah, but luckily he made it safely. And, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, not a lot of people know like how much work goes into filming. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you'll work hours and hours and hours to get like what, 10 minutes of footage, or, you know, seconds. Just depends, you know? So
depends on the scene.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. So, I mean, going through all this and you being that number one, like you were talking about, you know, just walk us through a little bit about just like getting used to like what that was like. And, I guess just the pace of it or the repetition of it, or I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking like how it might've been, but yeah. How was that for you, Jeremy? Just getting used to that main role type thing.
Oh, you know, that was the first time I was ever out of country. So I'm like, this is pretty cool. This is luxury, I guess. And my flight was paid for. I got
first class.
Yeah. Ooh,
sweet.
Nice.
This is pretty cool. And, you know, we got a driver to the office. Can't think of the word, but we got a driver to the office and he was like, oh yeah, this is what this place is. This is what this place is. And then, there's a board of all the actors and I was number three. I'm like, that's never been that high up before.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Most people have not been up that high.
That's our goal, to be up there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everyone's like, hey, Jeremy, how are you doing? You know, you're going to have a lot of fun on this. And I met like everyone in the building. It was intimidating, but it was fun.
Yeah.
But most of the day was taken up by school because
I was
still in school.
Right.
And I had to bank a lot of hours so I could actually go on set and not have to do school all day.
Okay.
But during the beginning, it was really just sitting around and waiting for them to call me to try makeup and wardrobe and screen testing.
Yeah.
So how long did it take to prepare your makeup? From chair sit down time to like
2-3 weeks? I don't know.
Well, like each day on set, you were probably in the chair 10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, but beforehand they had to.
Oh yeah, they dyed his hair color.
Oh yeah,
cut it.
Figure out what clothes I was going to wear.
So much prep stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, that's the thing. How do you prepare for? I mean, do they tell you here's your lines? Be preparing them before you even get up here. How do you prepare for this? They say this is basically the character you're playing, and this is the kind of personality you're supposed to have. I mean, how do you prepare for that role, especially not just a behind the scenes, but a main character role?
Yeah. Well, when you get the audition, there's usually a thing that tells you the character's name and what they're all about, their personality and everything. Okay. And then, you know, and when it's an audition, you don't really pay too much mind to it. But whenever you get there, you're like, okay, I need to pay attention to this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I, you know, whenever you get there, you get a script, a full length script. And then like every hour there was an edit to it. One single edit, then you get an entirely new script.
Yeah. Throw the old one out.
Yes.
But you know, there was a lot of different scripts.
Right. I bet. And just being flexible, I would imagine. It sounds like you had to be like really flexible and just not have set expectations. Otherwise, you might have gone crazy.
Yeah, you can't be a planner when it comes to the acting world.
Good to know. Take note, everybody.
Everything changes last second.
Yeah. Yes, it does. Wow. But the director, you know, I mean, he was really, really good. And he would tell him what he needs to do and, all right, let's do it this way. Well, let's do it this way. Let's do it this way this time. You know, just so, I mean, the director is major when it comes to how he's supposed to do things and things like that.
Right. So he wasn't just shooting blind. Like he had good direction and, you know, gave him for the most part.
Yeah, he was really specific on how he wanted me to do things and how other things should go and whatever.
Gotcha. Had a sense of, so Lee and I are nowhere in that realm, but we do happen to be rehearsing currently for Bye Bye Birdie here in. Yeah,
I'm kind of a big thing. It's a big
thing. Are you the lead?
Actually, I'm the mayor, and so I was elected into the position, and let's just say I find that Deborah and I are not the first to come out on stage when they're talking about at the end of the thing bows, but we're not the last ones. So we're like in the middle. I feel pretty good there.
At least we're there.
I feel it's, you know, sort of like right below Hollywood.
So, well, there you go. Yeah, and just remember, every part is important.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like we've heard that before.
Yeah. When they're yelling at me, Lee, get over here.
No. You're still important.
Yeah. Yes. It is funny
when
because
you don't get a dressing room.
Yeah.
We do, but I share it with everybody else. It's a bathroom.
Right.
With all the other guys.
Yes.
But it is funny because, I can see how our director, you know, she definitely has a vision for, I mean, obviously we know the show or, you know, the gist of it, but, you know, it's got her take on it, you know, and just the little things. Yeah. But it's kind of cool just, you know, hearing that. I would even call that a talent too, because they have that vision, you know, to be able to see that whole thing. And it's like, wow, like I wouldn't have been able to, you know, really bring that life into it. So that's really cool to see that.
So
definitely a lot of talent.
On stage or, you know, when you're filming and you were working with a couple of big names that people have heard a lot. I mean, if you haven't seen the movie Antlers, it was pretty good. We went and saw it. It's scary.
I mean, I had to watch it with my eyes.
It wasn't really scary to me, but, you know, it was scary to Deborah and my daughter went with us to film it.
It was like intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't like a horror movie.
Right.
It was intense and jumps.
Yeah. Yeah. Very suspenseful.
You did an excellent job in there.
Yes.
I definitely bought into your character. 100%. But Kerry Russell's in it. And Graham Greene and Jesse Plemons. So there's some big names that were in this video. Yeah? Did I say it wrong?
I feel like they're chuckling. It's like an inside joke.
No, you said it right.
All right, you may tell the story.
Yes, tell us the story, because I was getting into just basically what it was like to work with these guys. But yes.
So he was, have you ever seen the movie Date Night?
Yes.
I have.
Jason Bateman. Well, Jesse Plemons is in there. Well, anyways, if you haven't watched it, it's a great movie. So he watched that movie and he was like, oh my gosh, Jesse's going to be in the movie. That's so exciting. And he was so nervous to meet him. And I'd already met him. Like, he was in school and I was sitting out in the office and he came up and everybody was introducing each other. And I was like, hey, I'm his mom. You know, I'm Jeremy's mom. And then, we came out of the makeup trailer and he was walking down the steps first. And then Jesse just walks by and was like, hey, what's up, Jeremy? And he was like, he was kind of starstruck. It was so funny. He goes, I didn't know what to say.
He knows my name.
Yeah. That's what he said. He goes, how does he know my name?
Yeah.
But anyways, I thought it was funny and cute.
It was fun.
So what was it like? I mean, working with those guys, I imagine carrying them with all their experience.
Got some experience.
You know, seeing them hit their characters and everything else, was it pretty fun and enjoyable?
I mean, yeah, it was pretty cool. They taught me a few things. I learned a few things just from watching. And yeah, watching them turn to, you know, Kerry Russell to her character, Julia. You know, that's really cool.
That transformation.
Yeah.
So there were definitely some kids in the movies, in that movie, that were bullies to you. They weren't very nice. How believable did that seem at times? I mean, I'm sure you guys were friends as soon as the camera quit rolling, but during those times, I mean, that was probably the more annoying, aggravating part. It was just the kind of the bullying, but they're actors. I mean, they're just like you are. They're playing a part. Yeah. So how believable, I mean, did that feel kind of really real at times when you're in there facing that during the actual shooting time?
I mean, after I got to know them, it was kind of hard to pretend like I hate them.
Okay.
Pretend like I am annoyed by them.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was...
Gotta be professional.
As soon as I said cut, they all started busting out laughing.
Oh, my goodness.
The monkey scene was hard.
Oh.
Where your face was up against the glass?
Oof.
No.
I was crying while they were filming that. Like, tears were in my eyes, and then they yell cut, and they're all busting out laughing.
And you're like, you can't torture me like this.
Yeah. We have a natural talent to just go from our character to ourselves.
Yeah, well, I meant to say that is how believable you guys were for your mom to be, like, all caught up in it like that.
I know. I had tears. I'm like, stop.
That's my boy. Stop it. Gonna go Mama Bear on you guys.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Well, so you guys, there was some filming in Canada, but it wasn't all there. Was it all there?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was all in Canada.
Okay. So then how long were you guys there filming? Like I guess in general, like how long were you guys there to film?
Almost 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it was a while. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to spend Thanksgiving in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Well, Canadian Thanksgiving.
And our Thanksgiving, American Thanksgiving. We had to work on our Thanksgiving.
Okay.
All right. They did serve Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay. So you guys got a little taste of the homeland.
For the Americans.
South of the border.
Right. Yeah.
So it was demanding, and I'm sure stressful at times, all of a sudden getting new lines to have to say, but you probably hit them pretty well. How stressful was it to the point where did you enjoy it? Was it great all the way through? I mean, are you interested in continuing the acting roles and trying to get new movies?
Well, in the beginning, I didn't really have too many lines. It was mostly just walking.
Yeah.
Right.
For the first few weeks, I was just walking from one side of the screen to the other one.
Yeah.
To the other side. And, eventually, you know, when I got lines and started talking to people, I'm like, okay, now I actually got to start paying attention to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm like, even, you know, I'm having a lot of fun. You know, this is my first big thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't really that stressful because everyone was like, it's okay. You got, you know, mm-hmm. they're all really kind of calm and.
Everybody was super good to him.
Yeah.
How was so you're walking a lot in those first little while and no actual words, but how much did they have to adjust you? Because they had to have this certain walk, no matter how good you think you are at walking.
Yeah.
The director still has an idea that you need to fix something.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
There was a lot of takes of me walking.
Yeah.
For one scene.
Yeah, that song. The walk 500 miles or whatever.
Yeah.
That's my theme song.
Yeah, that was his theme song. Yeah. One of the
makeup
lady or the wardrobe was like, she started playing the song and she goes, this is his song.
Hilarious. Got your steps in.
500.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine just you're walking and you think you're doing right. He's like, you don't look pitiful enough. Okay. Right. You look too pitiful, but look like you're lonely. But not too lonely because you've gotten used to this now. So you're not upset about being lonely. You don't want other people around because other people can be buttheads. So you're okay with this. Oh, and here comes a skunk.
Yeah. Oh, my
goodness. There's a lot of walking scenes. It seemed like there was more than there actually are.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it was really good. Like I said, you did a very, very good job. And even though it was a scary movie, so went and watched it.
My daughter grew up loving scary movies. She'd watch all the ghost movies and everything, like not Poltergeist, but just some of the, I can't remember the names, but we'd sit around and watch those. I'm like, why do you watch? Do you enjoy this? And she's 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. So she definitely went with us to see this one and she enjoyed it pretty good. So she was excited. She likes scary movies. I don't know how much she does now.
Yeah.
Because I don't think her husband likes the scary.
No, so he's not a huge fan.
I'd sit around with her and watch her.
Yeah.
I'd sit around and watch him with her just because she'd hang out with me. She wouldn't go back to her bedroom and just play on her phones. I'm like, all right, I'm going to take this time and enjoy it. And I'm like, why are we watching this stuff? This is ridiculous.
I'm having nightmares at night. Can we watch something else?
Yeah.
Can we go back to Disney movies?
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Oh my goodness. So you were talking about school and stuff like that. So you couldn't go to brick and mortar school then because you're on set. When you got back home, were you the brick and mortar school, or how do you do schooling? Because you said you're 16, so I know you're still doing school.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, it was July when they told me that I got the part, and I knew that I was going to be out of the country for like 2 months. So I went to the school and were like, can I stay here?
Yeah. How does this work?
They said I couldn't stay. If I'm absent for more than 2 months, then I get kicked out.
I think it was like 9 days or something.
Oh, gotcha.
So I unenrolled in the school, and I enrolled in a online school. And then when I came back,
we had to unenroll because he wanted to go back to the brick and mortar school. And so we went back, and then we had to unenroll him because he got another part and he was going to be out for like 9 or 10 days. And we were in Louisiana, and then I had to enroll him again. And this was eighth grade.
Gotcha.
And then COVID happened.
I was mad. Because the school that I went to, the eighth graders on the last day of school would walk all the halls.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to do that. I'm so mad.
That stinks.
I remember watching it in sixth grade. I'm like, I want to do that.
Yeah,
can't wait to
something
do that.
You look forward to. And then, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Well, that stinks. I know it's tricky because, you know, I mean, whether it be athletes or actors or whatever, you know, little kids or everybody looks like, oh, I'm going to do that. And you really do. You think it's all glamour. You think it's all fun and games. And, you know, people don't realize the sacrifices that you make or, you know, things that you're not going to be able to participate in, which not that you don't love what you're doing and you had a great time and, you know, you never know where that road's going to take you. But yeah, it's, you know, you had to make some sacrifices too. To do that stuff. So that's good to remember.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a lot of fun doing while it's happening.
Yeah.
If it's not a very stressful scene and everyone's on set is stressed.
Yeah.
Because there were some days where I was like, this animatronic's not working. This set is broken. Makeup's not right.
Right.
But it all turned out good in the end.
Right. It all comes out in the wash eventually.
So currently you're how old?
16.
16. And you're still in school?
One more year.
Excitedly more year. So. Yes. He loves school as much as all the other kids we know his age.
I know.
I knew in our pre-interview we talked that you were still interested and you are pursuing other roles. Mm-hmm. How's that going? Do you see yourself? I mean, after school, are you planning on, mom may not want to hear this, but what are your goals future?
Oh, I know he's not going to college.
No, I don't want to go to college.
Yeah. And that's,
But I plan to keep acting and hopefully direct and maybe write. But at the moment, I'm not getting too many auditions because I'm not the right age.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Are you almost feel like that in between?
Yeah, like 16 and 17, they say, is the dead age because you could have 18-year-olds playing and they could work 24 hours.
Gotcha.
Right.
Anyone over 18 can work as long as they as they need you.
And no parent on set, no teacher on set. You know,
gotcha.
Only one person to pay.
Okay. So they're like, they would just wait it out because they, like you said, they could have someone a few years older than that.
Yeah.
I mean, we see it all the time. You look at Zac Efron, you're like, he is not a high school kid, you know?
Yeah.
He's like 20, Outer Banks and all that. You're like, they're like 25 years old.
They're like 30 years old. I know.
We were just talking about that. Okay. That makes sense. So you've got a couple years here where, you know, not super shocking that you're not getting a ton of calls, but just kind of trying to finish up school and then get to that next, I don't know what you call it, next level, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Are you going to be able to pursue that, do you think, in Georgia? I mean, is there I know there's a lot of movies shot there, but are you able to pursue what you want to there, or are you going to have to close your mom? Move away to like places like Hollywood or somewhere.
If they need me to move, I'll move just as long as they pay for it.
Yeah.
Look at that. He's already got his stipulations. Yeah. He's ready. Bring it on.
I have a writer and I'm willing to show up anywhere that you pay for.
I mean, she said she's going to move anywhere I go. So
I would move to LA. We might be living in a little cardboard box outside of LA, but I would.
But hey, the weather's great.
Yeah.
It's perfect. I could live in a tent.
And evidently, there's a lot of people there living in boxes and in tents in downtown LA that I've heard of.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Fit right in. Simple life.
Right.
We don't need much, right? That's one thing missing. We were both like, consider ourselves like low maintenance, like go with the flow and didn't need a lot of frills.
That is true.
Yeah. And it just, I don't know, makes it easier when you are adventuring and running around. Well, that's really cool. So what adventures do either of you have on the horizon? I mean, shoot, Misty, I know you've done a ton of, like there's 60 mile walks, right?
Yeah, I have one coming up in August.
Yeah. So remind us like what that is and what that is for you, like what that means to you.
I do the breast cancer walk. It's 3 days and 60 miles.
Yeah.
And I signed up in January of 2009 because I found out my mom had breast cancer in 2008.
Yeah.
And I signed up on a team. There was a bunch of us and four of us split off, and it was probably the best thing. And we had such a good time on the walk, and I got addicted and just like running. But I think it's a good cause. Absolutely. And you meet so many people there, and it's unreal of the stories that you hear.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's been a great experience doing the fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
And because we do bike rides, motorcycle rides, softball, kickball. We used to sell donuts on the side of the road. We would sell hot dogs and hamburgers in front of Kroger.
Yeah.
Trying to think of what else we've done fundraiser wise, but that's pretty much it. But we've been started traveling to different cities to do the walks, and that's been, you know, I like to travel, so it's been fun. We're going to Colorado this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask where this one was.
Yeah, we went to Chicago
last year. In September.
I don't remember. No, yeah, probably September. I don't even remember. that was fun. And
I didn't go to that one.
Okay, no, I was wondering if you were going to go with her this year, too.
No, he's done the youth corp. When he turned 10, he did the youth corp. Yeah. And now I think he did it 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I did it for 3 years.
And he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Okay.
But I mean, he can't actually now that he's 16, he's supposed to walk.
Ah.
Yeah.
And Deborah, just going to throw this out there. They have, you could just do one day, 20 miles.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you trying to get me to Colorado?
You just walk on Sunday.
Boom.
But they are starting. They're going to try the trial. They're going to do, you know, we do the 3 day, but they're going to do a 2 day and a 1 day.
Okay.
And try it out and see. But yeah.
If you 20 miles in 1 day?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it ended up being about 15 on Sunday. I mean, you could do it.
Yeah.
It's like 6 hours
easy.
Of walking.
Yeah.
Free food.
Yeah. So when you guys go on your 3 day, like do you tent camp, or what do you do in the evening? Where do you guys stay?
We used to tent camp, and then I think Georgia, the weather was so crazy.
Yeah.
One time it was ice on our tents. And then one time in D.C., the flood was going on. They had to move us into an armory. And Georgia, I think the flood happened. They had to move us into an armory. And then they ended up deciding to do hotels. But San Diego is the only place that does tents now.
Okay. Huh.
Which I do like the tenting.
Yeah.
They have a whole camp, and you shower in the back of an 18-wheeler and all that stuff.
Nice.
And it was porta-potties all the way. But... Now
so
they
drink coffee and walk and be able to
take care of your business.
Yes. That I could do. I do enjoy my coffee a lot. So I could definitely do that walk with you guys with a good cup of coffee and regular bathrooms.
It.
Of course, you know, outside,
well, see,
I can just find a good tree.
We don't have regular bathrooms on the walk.
Yeah, so you got to do your porta-johns.
Unless you find a gas station and there'll be a long line.
Yeah, because everybody's
from all the walkers.
If it's on the right side there's of the road. There's trees along the way. It's a little bit easier for us guys. Excuse me while I run
for guys,
up
yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's really cool. Yeah. And I love that cause and just honoring your mom and all the other amazing women.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I guess I didn't finish, but yeah, my mom, she got breast cancer. We found out in September of 08. She got clear. And 10, I think she was in remission. And, I mean, because she did chemo, radiation, she was good. Then October of 2010, she went to the hospital with a high fever. Mm. And never left.
Wow.
And she died 2 months, well, in November after Thanksgiving, the day Friday after Thanksgiving in 2010. So, yeah, it's, and they said her breast cancer came back metastasized.
Right.
So, yeah, I want everybody to live without breast cancer.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, that's awesome. Love
cancer
that.
Altogether. For sure.
Yes. Definitely
breast cancer.
Cancer, yeah.
Yeah. My mom had breast cancer. So she went through that also back in 2011.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She survived it, of course, it so far still.
Right.
I guess that's what you'd say. So,
In remission.
So remission?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's so many people that survive. Mm-hmm. So I think it's awesome.
Yeah. The technology and early detection and just awareness. I mean, you think about with so many causes or so many things going on. It's like just raising that awareness just helps a lot, you know, because people are now paying attention.
Yeah. And people see us walking and they're like, what's all these pink people doing and all this other stuff, you know? And guys get breast cancer too. And a lot of people don't realize that.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
So, and there's a lot of guy survivors walking. There's a lot of guys there walking with their wives or for their wives, for their mothers. Right. But there's a lot of guy survivors.
Wow.
So these walks are all across the country?
They used to have 14 cities, and then they went down to 7, and now they're down to 4 or 5. But, yeah.
You fundraise to take part in them? Is that what it is you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. To transport or to get there or just to pay your...
To pay to walk.
To pay to walk, okay.
Okay.
What are the averages on that? I mean, how much does it cost normally to on a regular walk? Like that.
To do the breast cancer walk, we have to raise $2,300. And since I've been doing it for so long, the hotel and flight is paid for.
Okay.
But, you know, we have to pay for our food when we get there to get to the hotel and all that. But they do feed us lunch and breakfast and stuff during the walk.
Yeah.
Huh. Isn't it amazing how much fundraising goes on? How much money is allocated to fight cancer, but we still haven't really been able to eliminate it. It's crazy.
That's a whole other subject right there.
Yeah.
It's just like, I mean, 2,000 on your part, but we have every year they have, I don't know if they've done it since COVID, but every year before that they had Relay for Life walks here. They may have, I don't know if they did last year, but every town around the country and lots of places around the world do this and they fundraise and there's so much money thrown at it. Yeah. That you just figure out sometime somebody's going to figure this thing out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That might be a they whole new.
Yeah, that's
I was going to say that might be.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
That's a whole other subject. Right there.
I know.
That's a whole nother hour.
I know.
But man. I will say the money that we raise also helps people that need help with treatments or they will that pays for like a cab service to go pick the people up that can't afford it.
Right.
So it isn't, I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that they've been helped out by Susan G. Komen because of, you know, the treatments or helping them with bills or just things like that.
Accessory
so, I mean,
That's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
Everybody helping out. So what about you, Jeremy? What kind of plans do you have? I know you're looking forward to summer, just like I am. We have a count. I have a countdown on my whiteboard behind me. So I don't know. I don't know if you've gone that far yet, but.
Well, I have including this week, I have 5 more weeks of school.
Yes.
So I have that.
Next week is testing.
Okay. So that'll be kind of a. Not fun one. So how about post school? Yeah. Like, what do you guys have? You guys got any fun summer plans or what are you looking forward to next?
Well, hopefully we're hoping in June that I can get this surgery done.
Oh.
Which the recovery will take a few weeks. So that'll be a few weeks out of my summer.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't have any plans. I'll just play it by ear.
We might be moving.
Oh yeah, right. You might be helping pack. You'd be like, sorry guys, I got recovery, so I can't. Yeah. So I don't know if you mind to tell us like what that procedure is for you. You don't have to if you don't want to.
It's a surgery on my spine. I had a few years ago. Well, I still do, but I have scoliosis.
Okay.
And so 2020,
my years are so messed up.
Yeah, me too.
What's time?
A few years ago, I got a surgery that put two rods on either end of my spine.
Wow.
And just to straighten it. And during recovery, I think something happened to it and it came off.
Oh, wow.
One side, a part of it came off. And so we did another surgery the next year.
Yeah.
To get it put back on. And then since then, it's been fine.
Okay.
And this next one will be to take the rods out.
Oh.
No, the rods will stay in. He's going to cut one of the rods off because it's pushing on his rib and it's pushed it up.
Hmm.
Okay.
If you've seen in my pictures, you would.
And it kind of has like a hump on his back because of it.
Okay.
So they're going to cut they're supposed to cut the rod off and then cut some of the ribs.
Wow. Okay.
So that's only part of the rod.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
A little bit of the rod because it is sticking up through. I mean, it's pushed his ribs up.
Wow. That is very intense. So, okay. Well, we're definitely praying specifically. I mean, obviously your mom and I chatted and, you know, some of the last couple of procedures and she'd keep me posted and stuff like that. But definitely going to just pray that all goes well and, you know, that you continue to just stay strong and get all that stuff taken care of. So pretty cool. So, so after that, there's going to be like you said, those few weeks of recovery. And I'm guessing that there's like a little bit of PT type stuff that comes after, or maybe not.
Usually there hasn't been. Okay.
Just recovery.
Yeah, just sitting in a bed waiting for it to heal.
Oh, sounds like a blast.
I know, right?
You could get ahead on next year's schoolwork, right?
You think.
Yeah, let's graduate early.
Early.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Sit up, so good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't know what broken ribs feel like. I know that they hurt, but this would be like on his shoulder, so I don't know how they're going to be. I've never had a broken rib, but
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we won't. La 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 la. Rainbows and butterflies.
He said it won't be as bad as the first surgery. The first surgery was the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, that recovery was the longest.
Wow.
I think.
Because he has probably the biggest scar that any of us have.
Passed down my entire spine.
Well,
my back.
You know what they say, chicks dig scars.
They do.
All right. Well, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and sharing just some of your adventures. I know there's a ton more. Like some of my favorite memories with Misty just hanging out, us adults, was hitting up the Cowboys up in Kennesaw. It's not even open anymore. Like, what is up with that? So anyway, that was like a country western. They would do like free line dancing classes and then you could just stay and hang out and just hang out with friends.
More line dancing.
I know. That was one of my favorites. So anyway.
And then bonfires at my house.
Yes. Yes. See, Lee likes a good bonfire too.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
lots
of fun adventures. But anyway, we're going to let you guys go. But thank you so much for hanging out.
Yes,
and sharing
thank you for
and
giving us your time tonight.
Go watch all Jeremy's shows and movies and
definitely go and check out Antlers and see him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Jeremy, what's your what are your social media tags or whatever you call them?
I haven't got the slightest clue. it's somewhere if you look up my name.
Okay.
Something like Jeremy T. Thomas official. There might be an underscore in there.
That sounds familiar. We'll find it. We're going to find
it. That's on Instagram.
Okay. Awesome. Well, you guys have a great night, and we'll definitely catch up with you guys another time, but we're going to let you go for now.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great evening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.